A China trade standstill is more bad news for farmers. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says the delay in U.S.-China trade talks directly hurts farmers. I called Idaho Farm Bureau blogger and reporter Jake Putnam to have him weigh in on this situation.
This delay is not helping farmers at all, especially when it comes harvest time and everyone's out harvesting grain and other things, and they're thinking, where's this going to go? Who's going to buy it? You know? So we need to get these talks with China back on track. And until we do that, there's just so much uncertainty, not only just in the marketplace, but also with lending institutions and the financial side of agriculture. The Trump administration, they're back working on it. Hopefully, they can turn things around and we can iron out some of these problems with China.
Here are some facts and figures. From 2017 to 2018, U.S. agricultural exports to China fell more than 50%, dropping to $9.1 billion. In 2014, U.S. agricultural exports to China exceeded $24 billion. And from 2000 to 2017, U.S. agricultural exports to China increased by 700%. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.